This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper say they'll support the Election Worker Protection Act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports election workers have faced a rise in threats since 2020.
The bill would provide resources to states to recruit and train election workers, as well as create safeguards to prevent intimidation against those workers. Bennett says the legislation also would make threatening an election worker a federal crime. The bill has support from a number of secretaries of state, including Colorado's Jenna Griswold. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Dazzle, a music nightclub in Denver, will host a special tribute to musicians celebrating his 102nd birthday tomorrow. CPR's Eden Lane.
Colorado Music Hall of Fame inductee Charles Burrell's life work blazed a trail for black musicians. Burrell was the first African-American in the world to be hired under a permanent contract with a major American symphony, the Denver Symphony Orchestra, in 1949. He was also a crossover musician playing with jazz legends Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Charlie Parker. And he was a mentor to countless others, including his niece, five-time Grammy Award winner Diane Reeves. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Dazzle is a financial supporter of CPR News. The Air Force Academy football team has been placed in probation for 2 years over recruiting violations. The NCAA handed down the punishment today. It says the academy hosted high school recruits on campus during COVID-19 shutdowns and gave them improper benefits. The team will also pay an unspecified fine and have its recruitment visits restricted. In Colorado Springs, it's 81. This is CPR News.